T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart.
Genevieve, happy
Texas.
Almost Christmas. I can't believe it's 14 days from today.
I know. My sister emailed me yesterday, kind of freaking out that it was 2 weeks until Christmas Eve, and she's like, I haven't bought one gift.
I know. It's kind of snuck up on us.
It's kind of sneaking up. Yeah, you're right. Well, you know, we had a little kind of a shorter period, I think, didn't we? Thanksgiving was late and only 3 weeks in. But, hey, I just heard you say Jim was going to be there. Maybe he's playing hooky. I didn't even know he was gone.
See? We don't. It's kind of weird, but we're
he's
happy to have
like
him.
That.
I've got to find out, make sure he got approval for this trip.
Uh-oh,
I mean, yeah,
now we've got him in trouble
find
now.
Out.
I'm sure
you guys will have a good time.
Yeah, he probably had some big top secret, you know, defense meeting here, and he just happened to be free. And, hey, I'll drop by, so that's good. We're glad
that's
to have
good.
Him.
Or he's playing hooky.
Or he's
know.
Just playing hooky. One of the two. That's good.
Check out the aquarium.
So, Genevieve, I have to ask you if you thought it was as odd as I think maybe the rest of America did yesterday, that the Democrats announced articles of impeachment at 9 a.m. Eastern time, and by 10 a.m. they were out there giving the president a victory on the USMCA. Very strange.
Yeah, kind of stepping on their own message. Well, I think what they're trying to do is like, oh, look, we're actually doing the people's business, because I think they can read the polls like a lot of other people that show, you know, impeachment is increasingly not a popular thing with very important constituencies like independents, the people in the middle that kind of decide, you know, elections every 2 and 4 years. So they see that. I think they know that much of the public thinks Congress is a do-nothing body. So they decided to try to do something. And as you probably saw from Nancy Pelosi's comments, they totally tried to take credit for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, as though this would, you know, maybe the president gave it to us, but we're the ones who made it worthwhile. We're the ones who made it a good document and a good trade deal. But I don't think the public's fooled. And my guess is, honestly, Mark, do you think anybody besides people like you, me, Trish, are actually watching Nancy's press conference at 10 a.m.?
No.
Probably not even watching the clips after.
Just weird that it happened on the same day to me. And then, you know, you brought it up, the trade agreement was hammered out a year ago. The reason
right.
the Democrats were holding out is they have this strange fascination, and it's one of the reasons we're in the mess we're in with trade deals across the world today, that when they negotiate a trade deal, they need to be equally concerned about the other country in the trade deal as they do with the United States of America. Donald Trump stood up and said, I'm the president of the United States of America. I'm negotiating on behalf of the American people. I'm trying to get a good deal for us. Nancy Pelosi's touting this UMCA as what she's quoted as saying is, we ate their lunch. So she's taken full credit for getting labor agreements added to this thing to impact the wages of people in foreign countries, not even the people that she represents.
Right. Well, and Mark, one of the big problems with trade deals over the past several years have been not just that, it's that they throw like the kitchen sink in them. It becomes far more than just about trade agreements and tariffs and taxes and those kind of things that people think of when they think of trade, even wages. They get into environmental laws. They want to, well, what are the, you know, what is that country doing on climate change that we do or don't like? I mean, all kinds of stuff that they try, you know, tell other countries basically how to run their lives too, for good and for bad. And they get way out of the trade space.
Right.
So, you know, I'm all for ensuring that we use trade and such things to deal with human rights, for example. But you can get way too out of the box on this stuff and make them far more than trade agreements and try to find ways to legislate things that you can't get passed in Congress. You know, again, they do that all the time with end-of-year spending bills, big trade agreements. They try to throw in tons of things that actually have nothing to do with the substance itself. So we're actually looking at the trade agreement because the reality is it did need a little bit of work, but most of the work it needed was taking out the stuff the Democrats were trying to put in.
Yeah. Well, almost sounds like Nancy Pelosi in this meeting she describes with the Mexican president was trying to leverage something for her own political gain. Oddly enough, it sounds like what they've accused the president of doing. We do this in trade negotiations all the time.
Yeah, look, we are so far past them actually not doing what they accuse. I mean, basically, whatever they accuse the president of doing, just assume they're doing it themselves. I mean, that's been the quid pro quo, if you want to call it that, from the get-go.
Yeah. Let me play this bite from Meghan McCain, of course, now famously on The View. Cut number 5.
He continues to ruin himself politically because the truth, there's probably some misconduct someplace, but it wasn't deep state spying implanted by little green men probes in Trump Tower.
Yeah, that's their talking point, the talking point of the left after the IG report that came out this week. I'm not saying I read all 473 pages of it, but I read the entire executive summary. And I still stand by the belief that the Trump campaign was spied upon by people with ulterior motives of not liking the campaign. Because, Genevieve, I'll be quite honest with you, if they stood to their standard practice, they would have come to the Trump campaign and said, "We believe foreign agents are trying to infiltrate your campaign. Be aware of that." But they didn't do that because they wanted to hold back and surveil them and see if they could catch somebody.
Right. They wanted it to be true. I mean, I just think we have to be clear. This isn't about people being worried about our elections being, you know, altered by foreign powers. Some people are concerned about that, but I don't think the majority of people in this scenario were. I think it was a matter of they didn't like Donald Trump. They didn't like the policies he might represent. They, for whatever reason, they thought he was unfit for office. And so they wanted to find anything, including foreign interference in our elections, to say, okay, he's not qualified. His campaign participated in this. Look, in talking to Hans von Spakovsky, who I know you have on the show from time to time, was talking with him yesterday. He said he has been reading through the IG report, the entire thing. They're putting out a story on it probably later today on the Daily Signal, a real thorough analysis. But he said it is far more damning than anything you've seen in any of these other investigations.
Sure.
Far more damning. But, of course, you're not going to get that kind of – even Fox gets overtaken by the impeachment story, right? So the IG report, at least as of right now, I don't think it's making its way into the public the way that hopefully eventually it will.
Well, good. And thank goodness for Attorney General Bill Barr. Because he came out yesterday and talked about what's really in there. And go to cut 18 for me, where he talks about the problem with these four FISA warrant cases that they looked at.
A, they never did anything about that. They just pressed ahead. But B, they never informed the court. They were told they didn't have probable cause to get a warrant. And so they took the Steele dossier, which they had done nothing to verify, and they used that to get the warrant. It just collapse everything.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating that Barr, I mean, he's got his own take on this, and my suspicion is that is some reflection of the separate investigation by the Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General, or whatever he is, U.S. Attorney Durham,
right,
who the president referred to as Bull Durham yesterday during his speech.
Right. No, well, look, I mean, he's right. It's very clear that they didn't, A, follow the protocol for getting these warrants. And then when they did file for things and they got information that they knew would hurt their chances of getting them, they didn't get that information to the court. That's what, I don't know if you call it withholding evidence or exactly what the legal term is, but they clearly were worried if we tell the court this, they won't give us the warrants we want. So let's just not give it to them.
They withheld exculpatory. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, to talk about illegalities, I mean, talk about things about violating the law. I mean, I just, again, this is where the hypocrisy on the left. But again, it goes, as you know, Mark, we've talked about this before, the end always justifies the means. Whatever we want ultimately to happen, our cause is righteous and holy and just, and therefore we are above doing any wrong because we just know better than the rest of you. And so, therefore, you just got to go with us.
This is how bad it got. Let me play cut 17 where Barr talks about what the FBI did and what the FBI didn't do, importantly.
And what I find particularly inexplicable is that they talked to the Russians, but not to the presidential campaign.
Here's what I believe, Genevieve, and I think this is going to play itself out when Durham's report comes out. If you look at the initial couple of paragraphs of this executive summary, it says that the entire Crossfire Hurricane investigation was launched because of a tip by an FFG, a friendly foreign government. Not because of the Steele dossier, but because of that tip from an FFG. That started the whole thing. But they don't tell you who that FFG was or what their motivation was. I'm guessing finding out that Durham and even Barr have traveled out of the country to other countries to do investigations, we're about to find out what the motivation was for whichever friendly foreign government sent that tip to the FBI.
That's a very good point. And look, again, this story will kind of continue to drip, drip, drip as well. But it's actually new. The information coming out of the IG report is actually new information, unlike all the other stuff that's been going on that people are like, turn it off. I've heard it a zillion times. And there's actually credibility. It's a real investigation, true credibility to it, unlike the Schiff scenario. I mean, again, as I heard somebody saying yesterday, you know, what Schiff, you know, has been nowhere to be found in the last few days in D.C. But when the Mueller report was come forward, Bob Mueller testified. You know, when Ken Starr put his report on Capitol Hill, Ken Starr testified before Congress. Why doesn't Schiff, since he acted as the prosecutor, why doesn't he have to come forth and testify and answer questions? I mean, that to me, the way the whole thing is unraveled, they don't have any new news, but the IG report and the forthcoming continued report, I think you're going to have some really interesting evidence coming out of that that's going to shed light on all the investigations the Democrats have been trying to run over the past 2.5 years.
Yeah, there's some great stories on the Daily Signal, by the way, today, dailysignal.com. And one of them deals with a Supreme Court decision on the state of Kentucky, where they refused to hear an appeal of a lower court decision. Kentucky passed a law that said, listen, if a woman goes to an abortion provider, the doctor has to do an ultrasound and then describe to her what he sees and let her hear the heartbeat so she understands the gravity of what she's about to do.
Yeah, and that they're not the only state to consider something like that. And
right.
Again, that should be a state decision, right? And the reason, of course, they're fighting that law is because they know many women, the majority of women, when they see the ultrasound, when they hear the heartbeat, they realize, oh, this is more than what I've been told it is, a lump of cells. This is actually a baby, and they decide not to have an abortion. So that's why Planned Parenthood and all of those groups fight those types of laws at the state level tooth and nail.
Yeah, and the Supreme Court decided not to hear the case, which defaults to the lower court decision, which upholds that in the state of Kentucky. Because we've got laws here in Missouri that are being challenged right now, and I'm guessing
by that very thing.
Yeah, they're probably headed that way. So that's important. A couple of big decisions, obviously, going to come out of the Supreme Court. What a shock to see Ruth Bader Ginsburg, of all the justices, sided with the president earlier this week on his financial records.
That was shocking. Maybe she wasn't feeling well, because I don't understand why. only because, I mean, talk about the hero of the left. I'm very surprised, and we've heard nothing of it, I think, because the left doesn't make sense for them, right?
Yes.
Here's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, their huge hero, and she comes out with, you know, supporting the president on that, and it just goes crickets. I haven't seen anything on MSNBC anywhere about her wisdom on that case.
Shocking, shocking stuff. Genevieve, great to get you back on the air this week, and we always appreciate you. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.